is Jefferson Park Avenue between the Maury Fontaine intersection and Harris Road, and that currently is restricted. Of course, there's also a weight limit restriction to the bridge, the Jefferson Park Avenue bridge. But we are going to follow up to make sure that there's adequate signing in place for these existing truck-restricted routes, and we're going to also remind the police about enforcement that may be needed. We don't necessarily know the history of why those actual routes are in place. They've been in code for a while.
Okay. Any other questions?
I wanted to just get some quick clarification, because I think that there have been... I know that there was a truck accident that was in the newspaper that looked like a tractor trailer was sitting on a neighbor's porch. But then there was also a truck accident, was there not? So which house was that? What
this is actually the one that, next door to the
road. Okay, got it.
This is the truck accident.
Thank you. Yeah,
that was a pickup truck. Is that correct?
That was a pickup truck. I just wanted to make sure, had there been two accidents?
And was this an accident, or is this where the person couldn't make the turn?
They couldn't make
the
turn.
Well, they couldn't make the turn. They broke the man's front walkway and injured a little bit of property damage.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this
I remember.
The second pickup truck.
And that was the one that was involving the drunk driver.
No, I don't think it was. It was
The
pleasant scene of the accident.
Right. Okay. I think we'll probably have the public hearing in a minute, one at a time. But
clear,
Mr. Norris,
how many truck accidents there had been?
Excuse me. If people have a chance to come and make any comment they want, but for right now, I'd like to ask people not just to respond from the audience. Although a little clarification was very helpful there. Okay.
First of all, I think you made a good point. We're not just reacting to a couple of accidents. We're reacting to a pattern of activity that I think a lot of the residents have brought to our concern. You mentioned through trucks to Allied would be exempted. Is that correct?
No,
they would not be.
Concrete trucks would be restricted.
Okay. But you had said something about Allied on East Market.
The van. I don't know if it's Allied.
Allied van.
Van
lines.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, Allied van lines.
It's H.T. Farron concrete that would be restricted.
Okay, so Allied... Wait, so...
There is a van line that 18-wheelers access.
I know where it is. I'm asking if you...
It would not be restricted.
Those would not be restricted.
No.
So they could continue to use Franklin even if we...
No, they wouldn't... I don't know why that particular 18-wheeler was using Franklin. Generally, that's not a path that this business would use.
Okay.
So we've not heard that that would be an issue with them.
Okay.
But unless, I suppose, an 18-wheeler, if it had business with the storage...
With the storage is one thing.
It would be allowed. If it had a destination on Franklin Street, it would be allowed.
Okay. Mr. Telfair?
I know you've talked to the Neighborhood Association. Have you all talked with any of the affected businesses down there?
We've had limited discussions with businesses, hence our initial recommendation that we more fully understand what these impacts would mean to the business community. Mm-hmm. I do know that the businesses on Franklin would not be impacted necessarily by the truck restriction, but the one way is of concern. And I do believe certainly any business that sends their trucks to places north and wants to do so by Carlton Road is concerned about the weight at the railroad tracks. It's a grade crossing, and there are approximately 9 trains per day. And the worst of that series of trains, we're told, is upwards of 120 empty boxcars being sent from the Richmond area through, and it could take anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes to pass. That's what we're told is the worst case. And generally, they can't really tell us a schedule, per se. They say those fluctuate daily, and they're determined upon the workings in Richmond.
Okay. Any other questions?
One last question. Has there been any conversation with the trailer communities that are on either side of that network on Franklin or Carlton?